Hi, I'm Chris Porter. I live in West Seattle.
And I'm April Myers, and I live in West Seattle.
So in our conversation about having the conversation in communities of color in terms of interaction with police, you made the statement of, and it just really hit me, that we are not where we should be.
Right.
And I made me think, well, how do we get there from your perspective?
In all of my life's experiences, it's always been about the personal interactions. It's the relationships, and it's the conversations, and it's the humanity that happens and is recognized when two people, like you and I are doing right now, have that peace. Because that's the piece that changes the heart and opens the mind, that then the person goes and their other opportunities and influences in life, and that's what then changes policies and receptions and opportunities and treatments and understandings. And so I think if we want to get there faster, we need to ramp up the individual relationships and conversations.
And if the community, if you had a magic wand, say, well, gee, it would help that process if the community would consider this, what would the this be in getting us to where we should be?
I missed part of the question.
If, you know, when you in the statement, we're not where we should be.
Right, yeah.
If you had a magic wand and you say, well, gee, I would love it if the community would do this, and this would help us get to that place, what would that thing be?
I think it's that facilitating those interactions. And this is an example. Like, we need more times when we are branching out of our usual orbits into those of others, and then having these meaningful interactions, like being in conversation and being in each other's lives more. You know, when I first moved to Seattle, I volunteered at the Refugee Women's Alliance, and that was 10 months of my life 20 years ago. And that part of being in the lives of people that were otherwise completely outside my orbit has influenced me for 20 years and will continue to. Every Wednesday for 2.5 hours, teaching 3 70-year-old women from Vietnam refugees, an Ethiopian priest, and a couple Hmong people how to tell the time and shop for food in a grocery store changed me for decades. And as you know, as I became a police officer and have had so many conversations and so many relationships in 20 years, that's what I mean. That's an example. So in all of the hundreds and thousands of ways that we can create people coming into each other's orbits for whatever reason, this venue or volunteer work or planting trees or anything, everything that creates that, so that we're aware of each other's humanity more than without it.
I like that you are proposing interactions beyond the usual, either call 911 or
wait
for them to respond, but really community engagement is what it really sounds like.
Right. You know, it's always the gulf between people is always perceived as larger than it really is. And the thing that closes that is people interacting closely enough and long enough that it closes that gap that we as I call it, you feel the heartbeat in the other person's body. You once you're in each other's orbit enough to feel the warm-bloodedness of each other, the humanity that we share, then, wow, that perception melts.
Well, thank you, because I hope our orbits meet in West Seattle.
I know. That's great. And you have my card.
Oh, and thank you. Thank you so much.